Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew, the 14th chapter. You know the story, but let's read it again. The Bible said that the disciples had got in the ship and were going to the other side without Jesus. He sent them away. And verse 24, the ship was tossed in the midst of the sea. 25, in the fourth watch of the night. So this is, we'd say early in the morning before daylight. Jesus comes walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled. And they said, it's a spirit. And they cried out for fear. You know, have you ever noticed what kind of people God uses? People just like you. You know why? You can't find any others. We're it. And we are all men and women subject to like passions and don't know everything. And this is not the right response. Fear is never the correct response. And they've been with him for some time now, and they've been in his presence, and they've seen the miracles, and they've heard all the teachings, and they've heard him teaching on not having fear. And they saw him demonstrate it. But so what do? Oh, they get scared. It's a ghost! It's a ghost! This is his right-hand man. So if you ever have any trouble with your help, you're in good company. Jesus had some trouble with his too. But the good news, he didn't give up on them. And he doesn't give up on you and me. Aren't you glad? If we'll stay with him, he'll help us. He'll show us. He'll teach us. But they're all scared and crying out for fear. And Jesus spoke up. He said, be of good cheer. It's me. Don't be afraid. They must have been coming apart. These big grown men crying and whining in the boat. Oh, no. Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, bid me to come to you on the water. Now, that's an interesting response, isn't it? But it's what he did. And the Bible said, Jesus said, come. Well, it was him. So what's he going to say? Now, if Jesus has really operated the way a lot of theologians and preachers imply that he did, he would have never told Peter to get out of the boat. Because he'd have said, whoa, whoa, what do you mean, come? Yeah. Now, I'm the Son of God. Yeah. I can suspend the laws of nature. Because everything was created by me. But what do you think? You can come out here and do this? Get sit down in the boat. Now, the reason I say that is because centuries of religion have told men this. Stay in your place. You're a worm. And an unworthy worm at that. Now, Jesus is perfect. But you ain't. Well, you already knew that. But by the blood, you are made as righteous as he. Because it's his own righteousness. Yours wouldn't cut it. And ever since man fell, God hadn't been trying to keep us down and keep us in our place. Ever since man fell, he's been saying what Jesus said. Come. Come. Oh, can you hear it? Can you hear it? Come. Come on up. Come up out of that sin and muck and quagmire. Come up. Come up and fellowship with me. Come up here. Come out of the realm of fear and failure. Come up and walk on the water. Come up and have miracles. Come up and see the glory of God manifest. Come on, come up. Come up and walk with me. Come up and do what I'm doing. Oh, glory to God. You know that's the heart of any real parent. Real parents that really love their kids, they don't tell them, oh, no, don't ever think you can attain to what daddy has. Don't ever think you can attain to what mother has. No. What do parents want? Oh, they want you to come up and even exceed us. Well, you can't exceed your Father God. Or the master. But the most you could do is come up. Didn't the Bible say, you know, that the disciple can't be above his master, but he can be what? He can be like the master. Oh, we haven't believed that. Can we operate like him? And so he's doing the seeming impossible. And Peter says, if that's you, call for me to come. He said, come on. Well, it's all over but the doing now. Now, let's just stop right here. Man, there's so much here. Do you understand that at this moment, there is no manifestation of power? He's heard from the Lord. He's got the word, but there's no miracle. Until what? Until what? Until he has the courage to stand up. The wind is howling, the waves are splashing, and he's going to do what? He's got to step out. Is that right? And rest his foot on something that's not supposed to hold him up. Knowing that in these kind of conditions, you get out of the boat, that can be the last time anybody ever sees you. In these kind of conditions, there would have been no miracle unless he'd had the faith to step out on what Jesus said. Oh, come on now. Come on. Do you see this? Do you see this? Every situation, ministry, church, personal, healing, financial, that's the way it works. You seek God, you call on God, and he will give you the word. And in that word is the power. But there will be no release of power. There will be no manifestation of power until what? Until you step out on that word. You cannot sit in the boat and wait until the power begins to make your feet tingle. You can't sit in the boat and wait till the glory lifts you up out of the boat and floats you out over the wave. You'd like to, but you got to take a step when it looks like there's no way. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I'm thinking right now, what if we hadn't taken the step with this church? You know, you weren't here when it was just me and Phyllis in the room with a calculator. It was a step, my brother, sister. It was a step. And I had people that, you know, I've told you, but that thought it was their job to come tell me what a mistake I was making. And call me and tell me, Brother Keith, what do you want with that big old building? Dear me, do you know what the utilities on that thing's going to be? Do you know this? Do you know that? Do you know that? And what if you get up, you go fall on your face and it'll make you look bad and it'll hurt your ministry. Well, eventually, I finally told one of them, I said, look, I'm a man. I could miss it. But I didn't just do this off the top of my head. We have prayed about this. At length, we've looked at this and looked at this. And I tell you what, I would rather step out by faith, endeavoring to obey God, and fall flat on my face and have people laugh and have trouble than to stay and play it safe, too scared to step out and do anything. Amen. Did you hear me? Amen. No. You don't need to go off half-cocked and hadn't heard from the Lord. But when you've heard from the Lord, it's time to step out. Step out and obey and act. And when he did, he stepped out of that boat. He stepped out on that water. And what happened? He walked on the water just like Jesus is doing, which proves that what we've been talking about all along, this is not just for the master. What if the whole bunch of them would have said, tell us to come too? What do you think would have happened? Why didn't they? Too scared. But now here's the thing. Verse 29, he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Outstanding. But, when he saw the wind, is he supposed to be looking at the wind? What's he supposed to be looking at?
Jesus.
Thinking about?
Jesus.
One thing. Come on, see, we're back to this now, right? One thing. How many things can you think about and talk about while walking on the water? Somebody says, well, I am very good at multitasking. You are going to sink. Because when it comes to faith, you got to be single-minded. Single vision. That's it. One thing. So he began to entertain other things. The wind was really kicking up. Of course, everybody knows when the wind gets above 35 miles an hour, you can't walk on the water. Can't walk on the water when it's perfectly calm. Except by faith. Now, I know that sounds funny, but that's what messed Peter up. And it's unreasonable. But that's how the enemy works. He's already having a miracle in his life. He's already experiencing the miraculous. And the devil says, you can't do this when the wind kicks up like this. Now, it's laughable. You ought to laugh at it. But he didn't. He went, huh. Yeah, man, when the wind's really kicking like that, you can't walk on the water like that. Now, we laugh at it, but it worked. Friend, when God is doing miracles in our life, when he's working things out in our finances, and he's healing our body, and he's doing things in our marriages, in our homes, in our children, and our grandchildren, and our business, the enemy will try to throw something up and go, well, it won't work now. Well, why would that make any difference? Why would a 100-mile-an-hour wind make any difference? It doesn't, unless you believe it does.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Don't Doubt, Don't Change, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104I. That's R1104I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.